All that stuff is back to the higher end.
Please call the roll.
Chair Brandes.
Here.
Vice Chair Margolis.
Here.
Senator Clemens. Senator Diaz de la Portilla. Senator Evers.
Here.
Senator Garcia.
Here.
Senator Joyner.
Here.
Senator Lee. Senator Richter. Senator Thompson.
Here.
We have a quorum, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. And Senator Richter has an excused absence for this committee hearing. Before we move to the bills in this committee, I'd like to remind you that if you'd like to give testimony, please fill out a speaker card. We'd love to document this moment that you're coming to speak before our committee. It's always exciting for us. And so with that, we're going to move on to Senate Bill 432 by Senator Altman. Senator Altman, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Last year, we had some sales tax exemptions for aircraft repairs and maintenance for fixed-wing aircraft. They were expanded by lowering the weight limits that trigger the exemptions. Technology is allowing aircrafts to be built that are lighter and lighter, and a lot of these maintenance exemptions would not apply to the lighter aircraft. So we've tried to resolve that problem. One problem that we left out last year, though, was that we did not include the exemption for rotary wing aircraft, better known as helicopters, and this particular bill expands it to helicopters. We have the facilities for the world's largest helicopter training area. Many of our trauma centers use helicopters. Other states exempt maintenance for helicopters, just as they do other aircraft. This is a targeted industry, high-wage jobs. It would enable us to remain competitive with other states that are providing such exemptions. That's the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, members. Are there questions? Senator Margolis, go ahead.
Are they made in Florida?
Some helicopters are made in Florida. I don't know the percentage, but certainly when they bring them here for training or the trauma centers or your law enforcement, whatever, they have to maintain them here. And this would give the tax exemption for repairs and maintenance.
Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead, Senator.
Okay. See, I wasn't going to ask the question until you brought up and said some helicopters. What is the name of a helicopter made in Florida?
I don't know the name of a helicopter made in Florida, but I do know the name of the helicopter training academy. It's world-renowned, and that's Bristol Academy.
Senator Clemens.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. There's a Sikorsky helicopters in West Palm Beach in my district. You can come down. They do a lot of the work right there in West Palm Beach.
Any other? Any other questions? Is there any public testimony? None on this one. All right. Is there any debate? Senator.
Senator Altman, kind of up and down on this one. No pun intended.
Wow. Senator Altman, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate your support. Florida is fast becoming the aviation capital of the world in terms of manufacturing and maintenance, and this will help us take one step toward that. Thank you.
And with that, Senator Altman closes. Ms. Hudson, will you please call the roll?
Senator Clemens.
Yes.
Senator Diaz de la Portilla.
Yes.
Senator Evers.
Yes.
Senator Garcia. Senator Joyner.
Yes.
Senator Lee. Senator Thompson.
Yes.
Vice Chair Margolis. Chair Brandes.
Yes, and by your vote, the bill passes. Next, we're going to take up Senate Bill 560 by Senator Simpson. Senator Simpson, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Were we going to
do the strike off?
Absolutely. Senator Garcia, you're going to is going to offer the courtesy amendment, and go ahead. You're recognized on the amendment.
Thank you. The amendment, thank you, Mr. Chair. This amendment removes the incentive program language that was in Section 14 of the bill. It repeals the existing tax structure and replaces it with a tax structure identical to diesel fuel, as not to create a tax increase and facilitate other expansion and increase the use of natural gas. It provides that no tax will be assessed or collected for a period of 5 years.
Thank you. And I understand there's two amendments to the amendment. So go ahead and take up, let's see here, barcode 391410, which is the technical amendment changing the date.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is a technical amendment that just is changing a grammatical error, drafting error.
Great. Without objection, show that amendment adopted. Next, take up barcode 944554.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is also a technical amendment that establishes a penalty for operating an unlicensed natural gas station in the interim tax-free period.
Without objection, show that amendment adopted. We're back on the strike all amendment as amended. Is there any questions on the strike all amendment as amended? Is there any public testimony on the strike all amendment as amended? All right, to the strike all. Bob Burleson, president of the Florida Transportation Builders Association. Thank you. Mitchell Rubin, the executive director of the Florida Beer Wholesalers Association.
Mr. Chairman, members, thank you. In support of the amendment, by striking the rebate program and doing it with taxes not paid into the state, you have a much more efficient program, one that does not require rulemaking, does not require the development of an application process, a review process, approval process. So that's really good because the program is a good program and will be efficient and with a lot less bureaucracy. The other main virtue of the program as designed by like this is that it's really open to all comers. Under the bill as originally drafted, it was going to be a limited pot of money, and therefore one never really knew whether the funds would be available if you converted when you applied. This way, you purchase the compressed natural gas, you don't pay the tax, you get the, in effect, you get the incentive. Every mile down the road that you drive, you get it. So the more you drive, the more you use compressed natural gas, the more you benefit the environment, the more you save in terms of the incentive. So we're very supportive of the amendment.
Is that the bill? All right.
I have a question, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, Senator Jordan.
You mean in commercial and residential vehicles?
Yes, ma'am. The program, as the amendment is drafted, applies to anyone who purchases compressed natural gas. As I read it, it applies to private and commercial vehicles.
Okay. I have another question, but I don't know who's appropriate to answer it, whether it's you or the bill sponsor. But is it a first come, first serve, or is it a bid process where applicants have to?
Ma'am, I'm Mr. Chair. Ma'am.
Go ahead.
I can answer that. That's the virtue of the amendment, is that all of those issues are eliminated.
Good.
Because there's no program where all that has to be figured out by the Department of Agriculture. This is a really, really elegant solution to all of that.
Thank you. I just wanted to be sure because, you know, we strike all and then sometimes we miss what we put in. Thank you.
Very good. I think the rest of our comments are on the bill as amended, so we'll go ahead and say, is there any debate on the amendment, the strike all amendment as amended? Very good. Without objection, show the strike all adopted. We're back on the bill. Are there questions on the bill as amended? Is there public testimony on the bill as amended? Eric Chris, president of the beer industry of Florida.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. my name is Eric Chris. I'm president of the Beer Industry of Florida, and our distributors sell international and national brands such as Coors, Miller, Samuel Adams, Heineken, Guinness, and Corona. And we also have some of the fine in-state craft breweries like Cigar City and Swamp Head. But I don't want to give the impression with my good friend Mitch Rubin from the Florida Beer Wholesalers and myself from the Beer Industry of Florida here that this is just a beer distributor-focused thing. We are part of a much larger coalition that includes companies, many of which are based here in Florida, and companies from around the country, and that's the Florida Natural Gas Vehicle Coalition. We support the bill, and some of those companies in the coalition, to give you an idea, include U.S. Sugar, United Parcel Service, Waste Management, Lowe's, Tico People's Gas, Cummins Westport, Clean Energy, and many others. The Florida companies that are part of our coalition include the Tampa Truck Center, Sebring Gas Systems, No Petro, which is a station builder in Dade County, and Pensacola Energy. So I'll be brief. The benefits are both economic, environmental, and national security in nature. And I won't belabor those. I think we've shared those with everyone individually. If you have any questions about those, I'll be happy to answer them. I do want to say, as a point of clarification, the economic numbers may change just a little bit from what we distributed to many of you, because they were based on the original $12 million per year of cash grants. We'll go back to the economist, and we'll share updated numbers with everyone, even after we're, you know, hopefully out of committee, because we want you to have a good idea, and we want to be able to measure this down the line. So with that, I'll leave it at that, but thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chris. Steve Ufelder with UPS. Thank you. Dale Calhoun with Florida Natural Gas Association. Thank you. Kenya Corey with the National Solid Waste Managers Association. Thank you. Donna Simmons. Great. Thank you so much. Let's see. Brian Somenti. Somenetti. Thank you, sir. Mary Lou Rochelle with Florida Trucking Association. Thank you. We got this. Do we have Brian Pittsfield? Brian. I didn't see Brian Pittsfield. Mr. Pitts, did you turn a speaking card in?
Here.
All right. You're sitting here. And
see?
I'm an optimist. Very good. Is there any debate on the bill? Seeing
Chairman,
sorry, go ahead.
I actually have a question.
Absolutely, go ahead.
Senator Simpson, why would we create a 25% penalty for a retailer that does not have a retailer license for the natural gas?
In one of the amendments, Mr.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Senator. In the amendment, we changed that to $200 a month if you do not have a license within the first five-year period. So it'd be $200 a month if you sell natural gas without a license.
Follow up?
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but I mean, we want more natural gas retailers, correct? And we would like for them to participate in the program and get signed up. But, you know, still, $200 a month, that's $2,400 a year times 5 years. You know, that's $12,000.
Yes, sir. That's only if they sell without a license. If they have their license, as they're supposed to have, there will be no penalties.
Okay. But what I'm saying is, shouldn't we be trying to make folks aware and trying to get folks, encourage folks to put in these fueling stations? Because it also says in here on a 10-gallon container that if you're using for exempt purposes and that's all you're filling is 10-gallon containers, then you don't actually have to have a license as a fueling station. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Those are part of the exemptions, like an ag exemption, like the dye for diesel, okay. The red dye.
So in other words, if I had a little service station and I was filling up 10-gallon bottles, then I would not have to have a license, right?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I believe that's right. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Any other debate? Question? Go ahead, Senator Garcia.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Senator, I just want to commend you for bringing this bill forward. I think as we've progressed in this debate of energy self-sufficiency, you know, it's about time that we take the lead and do something that's really going to not only benefit our residents but benefit the whole state at large and really start addressing these issues that we have been trying to deal with for so many years. So I for one, appreciate it. I can tell you that in Dade County, the Dade County mayor has been talking about changing over his fleet or our fleet in order to for natural gases or alternative fuels. So I think it's the step in the right direction, and I commend you, and I look forward to voting for it and signing on to it as a co-sponsor.
All right, Senator De La Patria.
Thank you, Senator Simpson. According to our bill analysis, our staff analysis here, it says that according to FDOT, this bill diverts $74.9 million in cash from the State Transportation Trust Fund, which would otherwise be used for funding the five-year work program, and it has an impact of $101 million on work programs across the state. Could you just address that? That gives me a little bit of pause. I mean, it sounds great, you know, and everything I've heard so far, but could you just address that issue?
Yes, sir. The strike all address that issue by taking out that matrix where we were going to be taking $12 million a year out of the trust fund. Completely eliminated that analysis.
So with the strike call, there is no impact whatsoever to the five-year work program.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Any further questions? Any further debate? Senator Simpson, you're recognized. Close on your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll be brief. I think everyone here knows the quality of this bill as it relates to the environment. Natural gas burns at least 30% cleaner than other fuels. This is a job creation bill, real jobs. These are infrastructure jobs, IT jobs. These are jobs that are not minimum wage jobs. These are going to be very effective, and there are going to be thousands of jobs created by this bill, clean energy. But what I believe that the biggest part of this bill is going to do is I believe it's going to overall lower the cost of all of our fuel, whether you drive a diesel truck, a gas truck, a natural gas truck, because those fuels are going to have to compete with natural gas. So I think that this is exponentially better than it sounds, because if we reduce gasoline and diesel in the state by 10 cents a gallon next year because of this, what does that do to the stimulus of our economy? And the final point I'll make is, you know, our foreign dependency of oil. Right now our economy runs on an oil, you know, and this eliminates that. This is made in America, and Floridian jobs. And anyways, I'm proud to be a sponsor of the bill, and thank you.
Thank you. Senator Simpson, would you like a committee substitute for this bill?
Yes, sir.
Very good. Senator Simpson moves to report Senate Bill 560 as a committee substitute. Without objection, show that motion adopted. Ms. Hudson, will you please call the roll for committee substitute for Senate Bill 560?
Senator Clemens.
Yes.
Senator Diaz de la Patilla.
Yes.
Senator Evers.
Yes.
Senator Garcia.
Yes.
Senator Joyner.
Yes.
Senator Lee.
Yes.
Senator Thompson.
Yes.
Vice Chair Margolis.
Yes.
Chair Brandon.
Yes. And by your vote, the bill passes. Senators, any further business come before the committee?
Nope.
Seeing none, Senator Joyner moves to rise.
I was going to request unanimous consent, but that's all right. That's my fault.
No, get it. Sorry.
I was just looking to switch. Richard, how you doing?